A North Pole woman was killed in an avalanche near Summit Lake over the weekend. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the fatality comes as thousands of Alaskans head to the area for the Arctic Man event.
25-year-old Claire Sundgren of North Pole was snow machining in the Summit Lake area off the Richardson Highway Sunday when she was buried by a snowslide. Sarah Carter with the Alaska Avalanche Information Center says the slide was accidentally triggered by Sundgren's husband.
The man was climbing a slope when he released and triggered an avalanche. His wife was lower on the slope, and the avalanche hit her and buried her nearly 6 feet.
Alaska State Troopers report that bystanders were able to locate and dig Sundgren out of the avalanche debris, and CPR was performed, but she could not be revived. Carter says the tragedy underscores the importance of interpreting terrain.
Estimating how far a slope will slide if it does, and having a safe zone out of harm's way, out in the flats or on high ground where that material will move down and away.
The fatal avalanche accident occurred just prior to the start of the annual Arctic Man Ski and Snow Go Classic at Summit Lake, an event that draws thousands to the mountains. Alaska Avalanche Center professionals are in the area posting daily forecasts, and Carter says conditions appear ripe for activity.
Natural avalanches are possible, especially with more wind loading, and human-triggered avalanches are likely because the new snow that has come in the last 3 weeks has been transported by the wind, and it is not bonded to the surfaces below.
Carter encourages snow machiners and other backcountry travelers in the Summit Lake area this week to check daily forecasts being posted on the Eastern Alaska Range Avalanche Center web and Facebook pages, noting the service will only be available during Arctic Man. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.